Ephesians 4. I, the prisoner in the Lord, exhort you therefore to walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, as ye have been also called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in us all. But to each one of us has been given grace according to the measure of the gift of the Christ. Wherefore, he says, having ascended up on high, he has led captivity captive, and has given gifts to men. But he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same who has also ascended up above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he has given some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, with a view to the work of the ministry, with a view to the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, at the full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ, in order that we may be no longer babes, tossed and carried about by every wind of that teaching which is in the sleight of men, in unprincipled cunning with a view to systematized error, but, holding the truth in love, we may grow up to Him in all things, who is the head, the Christ, from whom the whole body, fitted together and connected by every joint of supply, according to the working in its measure of each one part, works for itself the increase of the body to its self-building up in love. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye should no longer walk as the rest of the nations walk in the vanity of their mind, being darkened in understanding, estranged from the life of God by reason of the ignorance which is in them, by reason of the hardness of their hearts, who, having cast off all feeling, have given themselves up to lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greedy, unsatisfied lust. But ye have not thus learnt the Christ. If ye have heard him, and been instructed in him according as the truth is in Jesus, namely, your having put off according to the former conversation the old man which corrupts itself according to the deceitful lusts, and being renewed in the spirit of your mind, and your having put on the new man, which according to God is created in truthful righteousness and holiness. Wherefore, having put off falsehood, speak truth every one with his neighbor, because we are members one of another. Be angry, and do not sin. Let not the sun set upon your wrath, neither give room for the devil. Let the stealer steal no more, but rather let him toil, working what is honest with his hands, that he may have to distribute to him that has need. Let no corrupt word go out of your mouth, but if there be any good one for needful edification, that it may give grace to those that hear it. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with which ye have been sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and heat of passion and wrath and clamor and injurious language be removed from you, with all malice, and be to one another kind, compassionate, forgiving one another, so as God also in Christ has forgiven you.